WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Iran has fired air defenses at a major air base and a nuclear site near the central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. The incident early Friday morning had many suspecting it was an Israeli attack in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. U.S. news outlets citing anonymous U.S. and Israeli officials say Israel carried out the attack, but the Israeli military did not respond to a request for comment, and no Iranian official directly acknowledged the possibility Israel had attacked. The outlook is not good among small businesses in New Jersey. Every month, the National Federation of Independent Business takes the pulse of shop and restaurant owners, and things keep getting worse.
Small business optimism is at its lowest level since the end of 2012, according to the monthly index.
Right now, what business owners are really looking at is the inflation rate and labor shortage issues.
Eileen Keene, New Jersey State Director for NFIB, says only so much can be passed on to the consumer, and policymakers need to focus more on Main Street shops and jobs. Also this month, New Jersey came in 46th place among the states for economic outlook in the Rich States, Poor States report from the American Legislative Exchange Council. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Another two-hour delay for Marlboro Township Public Schools today due to another bomb threat, according to school officials and Mayor Jonathan Hornick. He says the threat is similar to Thursday's bomb threat and was made via email. Law enforcement officials are currently searching the targeted schools. On Thursday, threats were sent via email to the school district as well as to Trenton. The email claimed there were explosives at Marlboro Middle School, the Board of Education building, and two Trenton locations. Nothing was found. Now, Trenton has also confirmed a threat on its public school's X account for today. Healthcare systems across the United States, including in New Jersey, aren't treating every race and ethnicity the same. Research by the Commonwealth Fund finds that healthcare inequities exist along race and ethnicity in every U.S. state, even those states with stronger healthcare systems. The fund's president, Dr. Joseph Bettencourt, says every state needs to look under the hood and figure out who's being left behind.
Even among high-performing states, we see significant disparities.
According to the research, people of color are more likely to die before the age of 75 in every state because of preventable and treatable causes. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:03. Fast traffic is next.
Connecting you with the news you need to know. This is New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Route 35, once again, we've got lane closures again by Route 184 and 440 at Woodbridge and Perth Amboy. Crash involving a downed utility pole and wires. It had been open for a few minutes, but they've reclosed it because of that accident. Eastern Avenue is still very slow. That's 527 northbound by DeMott Lane in Somerset because of an accident. Several vehicles involved there. The Garden State Parkway, good north of exit 63. Crash now Route 1 south at Edison at Old Post Road. Earlier problems, turnpike south on Eastern Spur cleared by the Lincoln Tunnel, and still 45 minutes to an hour at the upper level George Washington Bridge, lower level 30, Lincoln and Holland Tunnels 20, Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myron, New Jersey traffic south to the ride at 42 northbound. It is crawling from approaching Black Horse Pike exit 10 up through to Creek Road exit 14 with a crash on the shoulder. And the turnpike, it looks good now by exit 4. They had some road work that they got set up by exit 4. South on 295 at exit 29 down to exit 26, a little globbed up. And New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by my place, Parks Casino. Let's go right now. Action, excitement, great dining, and entertainment are awaiting you. And so many headliners are at the Excite Center inside Parks Casino. Femmes of Rock are May 17th, but there's many more, so go to parkscasino.com. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 818 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:06. An ex-elementary school teacher from Morristown is going to prison for soliciting nude photos and videos from almost 80 young victims.
Stephen Brooks entered his guilty plea for producing and possessing child pornography 1 year ago. He was sentenced this week in Newark Federal Court to 17 years prison. The 37-year-old Brooks was a fifth-grade teacher in Summit and a director of travel for a Livingston soccer club when in 2021 he sent an external computer hard drive out for repair, which was flagged for disturbing content. Investigators found Brooks created fake social media profiles to solicit lewd content from at least 79 victims. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news is made possible by Clean Origin. Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com. The lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:07. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is next.
Bill Spadia, mornings. More next on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Still not a pretty picture today, but better forecast news for this weekend. We're in the 40s this morning. Highs today only in the 50s with lots of clouds and spotty showers possible this afternoon. Although overall rainfall will be minimal, it's just going to feel gloomy and raw again. Patchy drizzle and fog tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Expect one more batch of showers tomorrow morning, then we'll clear to sunshine. Breezy for your Saturday with highs 60 to 65. New Jersey weather made possible by the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more.
Right now, Orange, 49 degrees, Hillsboro, 48. It's 47 in Toms River. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.